Welcome to Tom Talks College. I'm Tom Cleese, founder of On Campus College Planning at Fitchburg, Wisconsin, and it's my job to help your family take positive steps on the journey to an incredible college experience. This is episode 21, Pacific Northwest Expedition, subtitled On the Road Again, or How I Traded Credit Card Miles for Campus Visits. Here's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to give you a very quick preview of my trip starting Thursday to the states of Washington and Oregon to visit colleges. I'm going to tell you why I'm doing this and how it benefits you. And then at the very end, I'm going to talk about one thing coming up that relates to juniors and what they need to be doing this summer. So this is going to be very, very quick. Here's my itinerary. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, and it's about 2:59 p.m. And so all of those juniors at public high schools in the state of Wisconsin, God bless you. I hope you're taking a nap right now. And I hope your moms and dads were good to you and are just going to let you kind of crash the rest of the day, because we have been pushing hard in the last couple of months prepping for that sucker. And now you're done. Congratulations. We think scores will come out probably early April. They came out on March 30th last year, but we took the test on March 7th, so we're a little past that. I've got a lighter day tomorrow and just teaching a class at Edgewood, an ACT class down there. And then Thursday, boom, 6 a.m., I am on a flight out of Dane County Municipal Airport, and I will land at Seattle-Tacoma International before noon. Jump in a mid-size SUV, which I also got with my credit card miles, and then I will drive up to Bellingham, almost all the way up into Canada, close to Vancouver, actually, to see Western Washington University. I've had a couple of students go there, and I am going to make a quick stop, a planned stop, to watch them throw fish at Pike Place Market on the way up, and I'm going to be hungry, so I'm going to eat a blackened coho salmon sandwich. Looks amazing. Later that night, I'm going to be staying in Seattle, very close to the University of Washington, at the Graduate Hotel. And if you're familiar with the Graduate, you've visited other college campuses. It's a sort of a boutique chain of hotels all in college towns. They're really cool. We've got one in Madison. I've been to the one in Cincinnati. They are amazing, and I got a great rate. It must be off season. And then I am out the door early on Friday morning. I'll be on the campus of the University of Washington by 7:30 in the morning, run around there for a couple hours. By the middle of the day, I will be downtown. I'll be looking at Seattle University, which is a Jesuit school out there. And then on my way down to Portland, I will just make really, really quick stops at the University of Puget Sound, Evergreen State College. Those are a couple of really unique places. And then down to Portland for Reed College, Lewis and Clark College, and Portland State. And then sort of fall into bed that night in Portland and get up early the next day and head down to Corvallis to see Oregon State. And then down to you, or over to Eugene. And those are so close. They're about 40 miles apart, something like that. And I'll tour the University of Oregon. And then on my way back up to Portland on Saturday night, and Saturday, these colleges are going to be essentially closed, or, you know, no classes going on. But that's fine. I'm not taking formal campus tours. I'll talk about that in a second. And then I'm going to just do a quick run through at Willamette University back up in Salem. Get on a flight Sunday late morning and get home. It's been a big couple of months with a lot of test prep and a lot of other things going on, working on a lot of college lists for juniors, working with seniors to sort of make final decisions and getting their acceptances, etc. But I just really, really wanted to go and do this. So why am I visiting campuses? Aren't I just the test prep guy? And then why do I visit so many in such a short time? Great questions. Thanks for asking. I very willingly spend company money, and I am the company basically, so this is my money, to travel around the United States so that I can speak with greater authority when I am hired by wonderful families to help build a college list for their student, and so that my conversations and advice to anyone, a test prep client, someone who comes in just for a free consult and decides to never pay me for anything, or even just a friend, so that those conversations and the things that I say to those people are just more accurate, more informed, and more helpful. That's why I go. It's my goal to experience and know these colleges, not just on paper or on a website, but as places and in ways that I can't get through just the website or a virtual tour. Being there equals knowing, hey kids, there's a math formula that we didn't work on. Being there equals knowing. And when I come back, I'm going to feel like I own these colleges. And I don't mean own, but I mean I know these places, and I'm going to know them in a way that I just can't know them if I'm not there. So I'm publishing just a couple of quick notes in my blog, and then a couple of visuals, and I'm going to tell you the visuals. One of them is this wish list. I have this mega spreadsheet. It's got about 20 some pages, and I've been doing this since about 2015 when I started documenting different campus trips, and half of them are trips I've never taken. They're just places I'm planning to go. But I'm gonna give you a shot of my wish list. And I started this a few years back, and it's kind of color coded, and it was like, okay, where would I really like to go? And I'm so grateful, I'm so thankful that I've been able to check a lot of these off. And you'll see on the left side, it has like, when did I go visit these? Oh, there was the time we went to see Hillary's dad in Tucson, and I accidentally drove to California for a couple of days and visited a whole bunch of colleges. And you know, the great college road trip I did in 2 years ago, exactly, in 2022. I'm going to go see our son Joe, who has a co-op in Cleveland right now. And I'm going to accidentally go down to Virginia Tech on the way, and all sorts of stuff. So I'm excited to look at that wish list and to know that I've dedicated myself to really expanding my knowledge. And there's not too many on the wish list that I haven't been to. And so I got to get kind of creative, because I got a whole bunch like down in Texas and Oklahoma that I haven't been to. But I'm excited to fill a gap in the map. Yes, there we go, a gap in the map. There aren't too many gaps. There's obviously a lot of colleges I haven't been to. This will take me over in between 190 and 200. I'll try to next week have the total for you and an exact total. But there's some gaps, and there's been this gap, kind of two areas, the Bay Area, and I thought about trying to sneak down, just driving my rental car down to Stanford and Berkeley. It'd just kill me. So I'm just going to focus on these two states. 11 colleges in basically 2 days is a lot, but I'm going to fill that gap, and I'm really, really happy about that. I visit campuses because college is what I do and who I am, and I just absolutely can't get enough of this. But I am not trying to relive my glory days, right? That's not what this is about. They were not the best 4 years of my life. I spent 5 years there, and those were not the best years of my life. These are the best years of my life. But I am dedicated to the idea that college is a critical choice, and it's one that's not the right choice for every high school student. So let's not force people into all thinking they should go to college. But gosh darn it, if we're going to do this, we can all do a better job, and we can make better, more informed choices. These are big choices, so that we have better experiences and we get more from that experience. I don't complain about the high cost of a meal at a great restaurant, because I understand the value proposition. I understand what I'm getting for my money, and it's way above just a drive-through type of experience. People complain about the cost of college all the time. They complain about how much work it is to get into colleges, how difficult it is to get in. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the whining. I just wonder are you looking in the right places, or do you even really know what you're looking for? So let's stop whining and let's start doing. And visiting campuses is something that you can do absolutely now. And if you've got a junior and you haven't done it yet, do it now. In the next 30 days, commit to that. We're going to make some sort of challenge on the next podcast when I get back. We're going to do something to kind of reward you with some little trinket or whatever, sandwich, whatever you need to just get you out the door. And if you've got a sophomore or a freshman, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to reward you for making those trips. So why so many colleges in such a short time? Yeah, I'm doing 11 colleges in 3 days. I just actually added another college this morning. We have a almost 17-year-old rat terrier, okay? He gets up in the middle of the night, and sometimes I just stay up. So I got up at 4:30, and I spent about 2.5 hours this morning partly planning this trip. It's been planned for months, but I'm doing more research, downloading campus maps that I'll print off because I like PDFs to carry around with me, etc. And yeah, I'm like, oh, I can fit one more college in here. So now we're doing 11 in 3 days and really 10 in 2 days. Now that's less than I did back in 2022. If you want to go back to those podcasts, listen to, there are two of them. I don't have the numbers, probably 14 and 15, something like that, right before I did the big College and Money three-part series. But I did 31 in 11 days back in 2022. So why so many in such a short time, Tom? Why don't you slow down? Well, I'm cheap. If you know me, you know that I'm cheap or I like a good bargain. And it would be great to devote an entire day to each college or just do two in one day, but I don't know when I'm going to get back to Seattle or Oregon. So, man, I am going to maximize my time by doing pre-visit research and post-visit research, and I'm going to be mainly not just learning about the colleges, but learning about the campuses and the towns around them, etc. I mean, I'm good at my job, if I do say so, and I know a decent amount about all of these schools, some more than others, but I don't know what it looks like when you sort of pause in the middle of the campus, whatever they call the quad in Eugene, and when you look around, you know, can you see the mountains from there? What does it look like? Is it all trees? I don't know yet, but I want to know what that looks like, and I want to know if I'm going to school in Corvallis and I'm living in the dorms, wherever the freshman dorms are, I don't know, but I'll know before Saturday morning. I promise you I'll know where those are. I want to know how far I would have to walk to get like a good cup of coffee at sort of a cool alternative coffee shop, right? Or like a great burrito at a local place. I want to know those things, and I want to be able to share those things with your kids and with you, so that we can really understand the entire experience here. So what do you get out of this? Well, you get to listen to me for a couple more minutes. I'm almost done. You get to listen to me talk about something you're pretty sure is a big deal because you're this far in to this podcast, and we're talking about campus visits. And you're hoping you might pick up a few nuggets of wisdom in this podcast, or if the Facebook algorithms work in my favor, you'll see some of my Facebook lives and posts in the next few days. And I'll post them on my business page on Facebook, and I'll reshare them on my personal. I'm not supposed to do that maybe, but I'm going to do it. And if I can figure out Instagram, I'll do that as well. I don't understand TikTok. I don't really think that exists. And you'll get some big picture observations about these colleges and how they relate to others. And then next week, I'm coming back. Next week, I got a little more travel next week, but it's more for fun than business. But I'm gonna pull together a bunch of stuff, and I'm gonna give you the best of the best, right? I'm gonna give you my notes. I'll compile all the best of what I've seen and what I've done. I'm gonna put it in podcasts and user-friendly print form so you can access it and use it. And I'll give you some time-tested, Tom-tested best practices. There it is, time-tested and Tom-tested. So it's got to be good. 190 plus, right? We're going to be over 190 by the time I get back. And then I'm just going to be thinking about getting to 200. All right. So what now? Well, that's it. I'm done. The shortest podcast ever. And it's been a gap. It's been a minute since I put out another one. Let's not even talk about that. I'm going to get out another one next week. And I'm just really excited to be heading out there again. And in the same way that I love to talk to anybody who will listen about how much I love college football, how much I love good barbecue in the South, I just really love sharing what I know, what I love with people who want to listen. And I think if you're listening to this, I think you can get something from my experiences that's going to help your family. And that's my job, right? To help your family take positive steps on the journey to an incredible college experience. Juniors, I'm just going to talk about this briefly. What you need to be doing this summer, you need to be getting as much work done as possible on your essays and applications. And very soon, we're going to roll out some modified, improved essay and applications packages. I'm really happy with the way that we do things now, but I just want to do it better. I want to tinker. I want to take it into the shop. I want to, put it up on the lift, look at what's going on, and I want to roll out new, improved, more robust, better essays and applications packages that both Stephanie and I are going to be working with students on this summer. Those new packages are going to have some new options, new features, new pricing as well. And so we're going to be giving you some information next week about getting in before the pricing changes. Okay. I want to give that information to you, but that's for a later date. Until then, I hope you will tune in to Facebook, Instagram, and like some of this stuff. Share it if you feel obliged to do so. And send me some questions as I'm doing this, right? And you heard the list of colleges. I'm going to go through them one more time. Western Washington University, University of Washington at Seattle, Seattle University, University of Puget Sound, Evergreen State College, Reed College, Lewis and Clark College. I'm literally like counting off my fingers here, okay? Portland State, Oregon State, University of Oregon, Willamette University. I hope that's 11. Okay, I'm Tom. Let's talk college.